So, in terms of exactly what you're asking, that when a person's been through some challenging circumstances, and there seems to be like a lack of trust, with other people, for example, if a person's been subject to abuse, between spouses, or alternatively, sometimes even the example you gave between a child and a parent. On the one hand, let's say, if, like you say, a father's trying to teach a child how to swim, and then he just leaves him in the water, and the child almost feels like he's drowning. And then a few moments later, he learns how to swim because he had no other choice. So on the one hand, he feels appreciation to the parent for doing that to them. On the other hand, there's a certain feeling of betrayal that he can't maybe have a full sense of trust, because he was counting on his parent then, and they didn't come through for them in the way that they needed. So what you're pointing out is a very good point in terms of trust between human beings. And this is actually, if you look at the Sefer Chovetz HaLevavos, as you know, one of the classics on Bitachon, one of the main ways that he breaks down the way to understand Bitachon, as well as many other Sfarim, but he's a great example just to talk about and to go by. He compares Bitachon to Bitachon in another human being, to relying on a human being, and what happens when you rely on a human being and all the different connections, etc. So on the one hand, you can compare the two. On the other hand, there is a very major difference between the trust that one will have on any human being, and the trust that there is in Hashem. So even, let's say a mother, the trust, the Vilna Gaon based on the Pasuk compares the trust that we have in to Hashem to the trust that a little baby has on its mother. A baby literally is completely helpless. Can't walk, can't talk, can't do anything, and it just relies that its mother's going to come again and feed it when it needs. And even in such a situation, even though the baby's relying on its mother like completely with complete faith, even and usually a mother will do whatever under normal circumstances, a mother will do whatever is in her capacity, even give up her life to help and to save her child. However, a human being is always limited, and as well-intended as a person might be, sometimes people, they go crazy physically, emotionally, they get sick, sometimes a person dies, sometimes many other things happen that we're limited. We're limited by our human capacity, whereas Hashem is completely not limited. So that is the big difference. As the Chovetz HaLevavos speaks out, firstly, if you go through all the conditions there at the beginning, he speaks about that a person has to build in terms of the Bitachon and Hashem. But let's just try to say some of the highlights for now. A person's going to realize that Hashem, firstly, is constantly watching over you, and there's complete, absolute hashgacha every step of the way. He knows exactly what's going on. He's watching over you every single moment, and he's orchestrating every single detail that's happening in your life. And that takes emunah to build that. That's the first thing. The second thing is to realize, internalize, and to work on internalizing that Hashem loves you more than you love yourself, and He wants the best for you. But like, really, that's the only reason He created you. And thirdly, that Hashem can do anything, and He's completely not subject to any limitations. And that is also a very important one, because sometimes you have very well-meaning people, but like we explained the example before, they are limited, whereas Hashem is not limited. And that is a very big difference in when we build our bitachon in Hashem, as opposed to other situations that a person might have been through, like we said, subject to abuse or other things that now they might feel an inability to trust. Of course, it's a journey, and of course, like anything, it's a work in progress, and there may be a lot of emotional things to work on there, etc. We're not going into that now, obviously. However, just as a general overview, there is certainly potential to work through those things via emunah. I always say the answer to all questions is emunah. The true answer to all questions is emunah. People sometimes, unfortunately, because of the way of the world, we like to assume that we're in control. We like to feel like we're in control. And therefore, whenever there's an avenue of hishtadlus, we always feel like that's going to be the answer. And as we've spoken about many times in terms of hishtadlus is actually not what helps us by any means. There's a mitzvah to do shtadlus, maybe an obligation to do shtadlus, but we got to believe, like the Maaseh Sharm says, it's just a tax. It's got no correlation between the result that we achieve and the efforts that we make. There is no correlation. And we got to realize that 100%, and that's in all areas. And in the same vein, when it comes to trying to find solutions to our own problems. Of course, there's a place for the Hishtadlus, but we must never allow the Hishtadlus. And the more a person builds the Emunah, the more energy and efforts they'll put rather into the Emunah side of things, as opposed to the Koichi ve'otzim yadi side of things, their own efforts type side of things. So again, in this area also, the one way is to read more about it, do more therapy about it, this and that. And again, there's a space and time for everything. I'm not going into that now. However, the main space and time should definitely, for a person who's trying to head in the right direction, should be devoted to their Emunah and their relationship with Hashem, and talking to Hashem and asking Hashem to help them to build the belief in Him. Because again, it's like I said, the real answers to all real questions, it's just a one-word answer. It's just the Emunah. The more I believe that Hashem is sincerely and genuinely, the more I genuinely believe that He's running the show completely, then the more I will feel completely happy and calm and in good hands, and trusting that I'm in the most trustworthy hands. As the Chovas HaLevavos says at the beginning of the Chovas HaLevavos, what's the benchmark to know if you're at a very good high level of bitachon? It's to know that you've got menuchas nefesh, serenity and tranquility of the soul, which is something that cannot exist with the trust in human beings. Of course, to some degree, we trust people. A lot of our things are based on, our relationships are based on trust, etc. Whilst at the same time, everyone is limited, and there is a limit to that. Whereas Hashem, there is no limit. There is no limit. It's completely unlimited love. It's independent of anything and everything else. We're always, like the Gemara says, Bani Matem Hashem Lekechem, or the Pasuk says, and the Gemara says, how we hold La Halacha, Afidu, even if we do Averas, even if we completely do doing bad things, we're always considered the child of Hashem. Hashem loves us like a child, always, always, always. So again, it's a process, because Emunah is a process. And if it would be easy to digest, then you know, we'd all be there one in a second, and then we wouldn't need to live anymore, because this is the purpose of our lives. But the whole purpose is trying to build the Emunah, and the way we do so, again, by learning more about it, by talking to Hashem and asking Him every day to help us to have more Emunah, etc., and building that relationship. And the more we do that, the more we are providing an opportunity for ourselves, Bezrat Hashem, to build the Emunah in a more genuine and sincere way. And the more that we build that in that way, the more we'll come to feeling that sense of tranquility of the soul, that Hashem is truly running, you know, every sense of our lives, and we'll feel that absolute trust in Him. Even if a person has had bad experiences with human beings and certain relationships, etc., like I say, the more one builds Emunah, the more one realizes that Hashem is in a completely different boat to other human beings. Yes, of course, it's our life's work to build this Emunah. Because always, the whole relationship with Hashem is not a physical being. It's not something that we experience in an obviously apparent way. So one has to build that Emunah, that Hashem is there, that all these things are true, etc. And this is the life's work, our long life's work process. Whilst at the same time, just taking one little concept to heart, just like if, you know, you had to encounter a really evil individual and they wanted to harm you, or did harm you. Let's say somebody who completely hates the Jewish people, and you know, an enemy of the Jewish people, and he would and has and does harm people and even murders people, etc. So that lack of trust in that individual is not going to impinge on the lack of trust of a beloved friend or a beloved someone very close to you, because you know they're just in a completely different boat. It's completely unrelatable. The ones like close family, close friend, the other one's like, you know, a complete enemy. And there's even more of a gap between the most trustworthy person in your life and Hashem than there is between that enemy and that most trustworthy person. Because again, Hashem is completely in a completely different realm than any of us human beings. And the more we internalize that Emunah, then again, regardless of what we've been through, the more we will be able to rebuild our trust in Hashem. In fact, I'll just add one more point, just to add. And again, the more one builds, part of the work of building the Emunah in terms of, besides learning about it, constant inspiration, talking to Hashem every day, asking Him to help us in our Emunah, Bitachon, and just building our relationship with Him, asking Him for help in all areas, which is a very, 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 very important aspect of the Emunah and the whole relationship and how one gets to all these areas. But one of the many of the classic commentators, starting from the earlier Rishonim, he's called the Akedas Yitzchak, actually the Baal Akedah, that's one already down all the way down to the Chofetz Chaim and many others in between. They say that one of the main ways that one comes to be Tachan is, in the words of the Akedah, Ikar Tachbulas HaBitachan Uchoizek HaBitachan. The main methodology of how one comes to be Tachan is by... Sorry, let me say that line again. It's by the Akedah, it says, Ikar Tachbulas HaBitachan Hu HaZikaron. The main methodology of gaining Bitachan is remembering the times that Hashem did come through for you. Okay, so there's no question Hashem is always there, He's always coming through for us, but there are times a person who's privy to grow in the Emunah and Bitachon, even though we're not prophets and we're not seeing Hashem in an obviously apparent way. However, there are times where it's very clear that you talk to Hashem, you can feel Him, you know He's there, He comes through for you in certain ways in your life. And those are very, very worthwhile times to hang on to write them down if that works for you, or to find another way to remember them. Because when a person remembers all those times that Hashem came through for you, that slowly but surely builds the bitachon, the emunah bitachon muscle. Again, it takes a certain maturity and growth in emunah bitachon, because obviously there's many times in our lives that we, so to speak, don't see Hashem come through for us. We ask Him for something, He says no, He doesn't come through for us. And there's hester upon Him, Hashem's hidden this. So there's obviously that element also, and that takes a certain maturity of that is part of the bitachon journey, the emunah and bitachon journey, and that Hashem wants it to be dark in this world. Like Rav Shimon Baruch Chai says in the Zohar, that the final generation, it's going to be so dark, it's going to be so difficult. Oy, He says, wow, woe to such a generation. It's going to be so dark. It's going to be such hester upon Him. Whilst at the same time, He says, wow to such a generation. Because if you manage to hang on to that thread of Emunah, you are going to be on the highest of the highs, like for eternity, because it's such a tremendous opportunity. You're in such darkness and you have a tremendous opportunity to hold on to the ropes of Mashiach. We'll end up with one beautiful thought of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Gemara says that there's going to be the Chevle Mashiach and the birth pangs of Mashiach. But Chevle literally means the ropes of. And the Chofetz Chaim says, which are these ropes that are going to come in the times of Mashiach? And the Chofetz Chaim says that there's going to be this tremendous opposite energy of Emunah, that it's such a challenge to live with the Emunah, because there's so much darkness in the world. It appears like Hashem's not here. In times of old, it was much easier in a sense to find Hashem. It was much easier to connect, to find that connection to Hashem for those who were looking. For now, like, it's so dark, a person can be looking sometimes and Hashem seems like he's not there, etc. The Rav Chaim says a person's got to hold onto that rope in the Chevle Mashiach is Emunah. If you hold onto that rope, just hold as tight as you can, because Hashem's going to shake it from one end of the world to the other. And the only thing that you have to hold on to is that rope, the ropes of Emunah. So we should all merit Bezrat Hashem to hang on to those ropes of Emunah and Bitachon, and be able to build, to realize if we're not there, and if we are struggling with our trust in Hashem because of whatever it might be, a physical abuse, emotional abuse, or other things that we've been through, it's okay. Hashem understands. If we are trying our best, Hashem does not expect us to go anything beyond our maximum capacity. Whilst at the same time, He expects us to do our best, and every one of us in our own way, in our own levels, based on a billion factors. So if we are trying and still we're feeling a difficulty in connecting to Hashem and finding that trust again, that is 100% okay. As long as you're trying to take steps forward in the journey, taking everything into account, in addition to the therapy and the other areas of things that we're doing, also really, really trying very hard to work on the actual bitachon and emunah bitachon muscle. Whilst at the same time, on the one hand, you have in the one pocket, it's okay, whatever level you're on. On the other hand, to really try to actually grow, and to grow in the real levels of Emunah and Bitachon, that we should come to the highest levels of realizing and feeling Hashem is there for us. He loves us. He knows exactly what's going on. He's orchestrating every detail. And Hashem is completely unlimited and not held back by any limitations like we human beings are, and therefore He can certainly give us what is best for us. He is trustworthy. That is what Bitachon is. Hashem is trustworthy. And that's what we're trying to build. We should all be Zecher B'Zrat Hashem to the highest Emunah Bitachon.